One of the 20th century's most inspiring Quakers was Valerie Nichols, who for many years provided leadership as Director of Quaker Service Australia. Born in Hobart in 1920, Valerie Pitfield was educated at the Friends School, whose motto, "No one is born for self alone," became part of her philosophy of life. She did very well academically and artistically, and also on the sporting field. Her literary skills were evident in poems, stories, and plays. Val attended the Memorial Congregational Church with her family and became a keen girl guide in the church's company. Val attended university, had time in the Air Force and as a nurse, then went to Parkin Theological College in Adelaide, planning for service in the Congregational Church. She was active in the student Christian movement and there met Ian Nichols, a young law student. They married in 1948 and came to Hobart, where Ian continued his legal studies. Ian was blind, so Val assisted him by translating much of his study material into Braille. They had five children and enjoyed a full and energetic family life. In 1949, Val and Ian joined the Friends meeting and became actively involved. Val was noted for her deep vocal ministry and worship, and for her creative leading of children's meetings. She pursued concerns for peace and social betterment and became secretary of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. She wrote excellent submissions on such topics as education for peace and the value of Aboriginal schools. Val Nichols became very committed to the work of Quaker Service Council of Australia, the overseas aid arm of the Society of Friends. QSCA had emerged in 1959, after earlier efforts by Australian Friends to assist those suffering from the effects of world wars and the Nazi occupation of Germany. Under Val's influence as administrator, the scope of Quaker Service Council broadened from a fundraising body to one administering projects internationally, especially in Southern Africa and Southeast Asia. She visited projects and carried on an extensive correspondence throughout the world in letters that were both practical and informative. Of particular note was her concern for the suffering people of Cambodia, and she expressed this as follows, quote, "I could cry for these people, but tears will not come. So many things destroyed, so many people, so many pillars of dead houses standing like naked, begging, agonized fingers clutching at empty air." End of quote. Her deep compassion led to a significant range of Quaker work in that country, including a mobile sawmill, prostheses for amputees, and an English language training program. Her approach was to work with rather than for people. When the American Friends Service Committee found it difficult to send supplies to Cambodia because of limitations imposed by the American government, Quaker Service Australia was able to fill the gap. After some years, the Australian Government Aid Agency offered financial support for Quaker projects, and this enabled the administration costs to be covered more easily rather than be dependent on the voluntary efforts of Val Nichols and others. Sadly, Val was stricken by a debilitating illness which robbed her of every form of communication except the most basic. She struggled to continue communicating as best she could, and with the help of others, she published a book of poems under the title A Kind of Therapy. She said during this time, and I quote, "Life has become a canyon. The harsh, rocky walls of my disablement press ever closer on me. There is less sky, and the opening so very far ahead. End of quote. But her faith shone through, and I quote again, "But I must summon courage, patience. I can enjoy a joke, and I can direct my mind to tackle problems, wrestle with fears, face my challenges, or browse at will among memories and pleasant thoughts. to work the present transient moment into perspective. End of quote. Val appreciated the love and caring from staff at a rest home where she stayed in her final years. She died in 1990 at the age of 70. She was an inspiration to those who visited her as her serenity shone forth. Her life was an embodiment of faith, hope and love. This is David Purnell, and I acknowledge material in the Diction of Australian Quaker Biography and This We Can Say, published by Australia Yearly Meeting, as well as the book by William Oates, I Could Cry for These People.